Informally, this is called Whale Watch Park, and for good reason. Volunteer guide Patty Wickham says when the orcas come by, you can really see them.
I've watched people get totally soaked by them breaching and splashing, and you know, it's pretty cool.
The reason the killer whales come so close to these rocky bluffs above Harrow Strait is they're often looking for salmon to eat, who swim in the swift, deep waters just offshore.
The edge where you see the seaweed ends, that's where it drops off.
So they literally can be right there.
Yes.
Which brings up a question that kind of bugs Wickham. You can probably guess the question. She gets asked about the whales nearly every day.
What time are they going to be here? It's like, when they get here, we can't tell you a time. We know normally they are here this time of the year.
I should mention that whales aren't the only attraction here. First of all, the view is stunning. I can see a panorama of blue sky, glistening water, ships, kayaks.
How big that jellyfish is.
In the park, you can walk by the old lime kiln and tour the historic, still-working lighthouse. But let's face it, most of us come here for the whales. At the lighthouse, I meet Bob Otis. He's a researcher who spent 24 summers here. The cool thing is, he hasn't just been recording the orca's behavior. He's been videotaping the human reaction as well.
The emotions that you hear and see and feel out here when the whales go by, it's just heart-tingling. You know, I've asked PhDs, you know, what is it about the killer whale that's so exciting? And they'll say, well, they're big, they're beautiful, they're wonderful. And I've asked kindergartners the same question, and they say, oh, they're big, they're beautiful, they're wonderful.
We're also practically on a first-name basis with these orcas. There are 80-some of the southern residents, known as J, K, and L pods. At the Whale Museum, just up from the ferry dock in Friday Harbor, you can pick up a genealogy chart.
And below Samish, you see her kids.
Find out who's related to whom, what their individual markings are, and listen to them on underwater recordings. The way museum director Jenny Atkinson describes it, the L's sound like birds, the K's like kittens.
And J-Pod, they've got that.
Back at Lime Kiln Park, Patty Wickham speaks in awe of the matriarch of J-Pod, Granny.
Granny's 102 years old.
You heard right, 102 years old.
She is still out there leading the pack, swimming in front. Everybody pays attention to her. If somebody gets out of line, she will put them back in line, and there's behaviors you can see them doing. It is really amazing.
When the whales do come by, everything else here stops.
We'll stand in the parking lot yelling at people, come on, come on, get down here. And there is nothing, for me, nothing more rewarding than taking some guy from the Midwest who's all, oh yeah, whales, that's no big deal. No, really, you need to come down and see the whales. And then an hour later, he'll come back up with tears in his eyes. He said, I had no idea.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
It's early afternoon now, and there's been a sighting nearby. People converge on the rocks, the whale watch boats begin to gather. It feels like we're all part of the paparazzi trying to get a glimpse of the celebrities. They don't come close this time, but you can see them in the distance, splashing and spouting.
They went down for a little bit.
All in all, a pretty special end to a summer day on the west side of San Juan Island. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.